It's a good thing 31-year-old Anita Magana has scholarships and loans to pay for Portland Community College, because Oregon's free community college proposal wouldn't apply to her, and she can't get an Oregon Opportunity Grant.
Because my husband works three jobs in order to support us, he makes too much money, though, you know, doesn't feel that way. But yes, he does.
PCC President Jeremy Brown points out plenty of really low-income students can't get that grant either.
The Opportunity Grant pretty much serves only one in five people who apply for it.
That one student in five is the one who's first in line. Holly Vaughn Edmonds is a counselor at Portland's Franklin High. She has her students submit financial aid paperwork as early as possible.
And we tell them the reason you need to do it January 1st is that by March, all that money could be gone. And it feels a little bit like we're pitting our kids against other kids, and all kids should have access to the money.
The Opportunity Grant has the support of the state's Higher Education Coordinating Commission. Commission Director Ben Cannon acknowledges the grant fund doesn't help wealthier students and helps too few of the really poor. He says to get away from the first-come, first-served race, the commission may shrink the pool of eligible students.
Tightening up the income qualifications, so targeting the dollars towards students who are the most needy, but extending the deadline significantly.
For middle-class families, Cannon pulls out a presentation he says puts debt in context.
Start with the first slide on here. The purpose of this presentation...
Cannon says students who graduate can get good jobs and afford loan payments.
But the problem is real. I think you'd find a lot of middle-class families saying, even if we are convinced our student's going to graduate in a good field, we're concerned it's not going to pencil out.
PCC President Jeremy Brown says the state should tackle affordability by answering three questions.
How many students might we be able to affect, and what is the best return on that investment for the state? And also, what are the students telling us?
Here's what hundreds of students called for at a recent rally in Salem. Enough state spending to freeze tuition for everyone. In the meantime, educators and students find workarounds, like the one benefiting 19-year-old Shauna Miller. Her classes at Lynn Benton Community College are free because she's technically still enrolled at Corvallis High. But that won't help Miller next year.
I have some money, but not that much, so having tuition like free to go lower would be a bit helpful for me, just because I could pay for more than just like one term of college.
Portland State University President Vim Vival was at the rally too, advocating for more money for institutions like his. But he says aid money is key too.
Conceivably, if you gave enough operational money, you could keep tuition increases very low. But you're always going to have low-income students who need that extra help.
The state has set ambitious goals for many more young people to attend and finish college. Vival agrees with that, but says expanding who attends Oregon colleges carries a cost.
If we want to educate the kind of populations that traditionally have not gone to college, whose parents have not gone to college, it takes a lot more to make sure they get into universities and that they have the advising and the assistance to actually succeed and graduate.
Ultimately, the math is simple. Whatever taxpayer money the state provides can reduce what students and families have to pay. And like Oregon families, legislators have more than the rising cost of higher education to pay for.